There's a new bakery in downtown Cleveland that does much more than bake croissants and baguettes. It's also breaking down barriers to employment. We have the story in today's Quick Bite. Bloom Bakery is an offshoot of Towards Employment. The agency has been working in Greater Cleveland for 40 years to help disadvantaged people find and keep jobs. Now the nonprofit has actually created jobs for its trainees by opening a brand new business for them to work in. The agency saw an opportunity for the venture with so few bakeries located downtown. And they found an internationally renowned baker to get it started, Maurice Chaplet.
I'm a bakery consultant as well as being, I also have my own bakeries myself. But when I'm not working in my own bakeries, I'm helping other people set up bakeries.
Chaplet has an almost religious dedication to principles he's held for more than 30 years.
I like everything to be done the old-fashioned way, but with the highest quality ingredients, no shortcuts. That is somewhat rare these days.
Bloom Bakery Cafe opened in March on Public Square, and a second retail outlet opened this week near Cleveland State University, next to the actual bakery. We find Maurice Chaplet in the kitchen, whipping things into shape.
Meringues at the moment for our key lime tarts.
Carla Sees is worried. Her egg whites are slow to stiffen.
Maurice, what do you think is wrong with this?
It's coming along now. I think it's almost
ready.
Almost ready, yeah. I think you can start
adding the sugar.
Yeah, let's start drizzling it in.
Cease has worked in restaurants before, but baking is something new.
I love what I'm doing.
And she's grateful to be working at all.
My main barrier to employment is that I just got out of incarceration.
Criminal records have held back many of the people now working at Bloom Bakery. Towards Employment builds skills and confidence in a 4-week job readiness program. But executive head baker Saida Farrell says not every graduate qualifies to move on to the bakery.
We start really with personality. You know, it's nice to have the skills, the culinary background, but we're looking for people who are willing to learn and grow with Bloom.
You have to get up very early in the morning, and meeting Maurice Chaplet's exacting standards can be challenging, but so far Christy Feaster likes it.
I'm learning to bake, something I never really did, only out of a box, so it's different.
She's making chocolate chip oatmeal cookies.
In this bowl, I've got the cranberries, the pecan nuts, and the oatmeal. And I got my chocolate chips around here somewhere.
Feaster moved to Cleveland last year, but she couldn't find work.
I have a felony on my record, so this gave me an opportunity to, you know, for a better start.
Getting the bakery crew started every morning is executive head baker Saida Farrell's job. She has them baking 8 different breads.
The new one today is made with Great Lakes beer. It's our beer and oat bread.
For everything he bakes, Maurice Chaplet uses only wild yeast harvested from the skin of Indian Alfonso mangoes. It costs more than factory-made yeast, and as a raising agent, it takes a lot more time, but he insists on it.
Factory-made bread takes 3 hours from the flour bag to the shop shelf. That's basically how long a loaf of bread takes to make. Ours takes 3 days.
He says that's why it has to be priced at a premium.
If you followed me around for 3 days, you would see why a loaf has to be $5, not $1. Almost no mechanical intervention. It's all done manually because the dough is so delicate, it has to be done by hand.
Brand new baker Vernon Berry says artisan bread is worth the price. He suggests his favorite, a seeded loaf.
I think it's 5 or 6 different seeds, and you have sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, annex seeds, flax seeds.
Berry started working at Bloom Bakery in January.
It's like a new beginning on life. Give me a chance to prove myself. It's just a great opportunity to have. Coming from where I come from.
From prison, then joblessness.
My criminal conviction, that's what held me back. And Bloom Bakery got me through it. So it's a little challenging that sometimes, but it's worth it. I enjoy it.
His teacher, Maurice Chaplet, is moving on.
From here, I'm going straight on to India to set up a bakery in Hyderabad. And then I'm going straight from there to Bangkok.
Chaplet must go, but he's determined to leave a legacy of high quality at Bloom Bakery.
Otherwise, I've wasted my time. I mean, you can't make a baker in 3 months, that's for sure. But you can certainly build the blocks, and they get better as time goes on.
And that's this week's Quick Bite. I'm Vivian Goodman, 89.7 WKSU.